Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, last name Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, 116. Richard is brought in, brought, Richard comes in today with his wife, who, they are complaining that he has had some balance issues. When I ask about this, it sounds like for 3 weeks he's been falling unexpectedly. He's not tripping over anything. He just feels unsteady on his feet. About a week after this started, he started having poor appetite. He's lost weight. He feels thirsty all the time. He denies any headache, any visual changes, any blurred vision. He denies any dysphagia, any voice changes. He denies any chest pain, palpitations, shortness of breath, coughing, wheezing, although he does state he's had a little bit of a cough. He's had no fevers, chills, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, melena, hematochezia, just the decreased appetite. He's been forcing himself to eat. He has no dysuria, hematuria, frequency, urgency, no bone pain. Past medical history is significant for high blood pressure, degenerative disc disease, and his cervical thoracic lumbar spine. He has cervical stenosis. He has thoracic kyphosis. Today, when he's here in the clinic, he is a very different person than who I usually see. A quick text insert PE under neuro, appears unsteady on his feet, skin pale, lips dry, possible faint by basilar crackles, finger to nose is okay, Romberg is unsteady, assessment DOP colon poor appetite, DOP colon falling, DOP colon ataxia. Plan pulse oximeter on room air is 93%. EKG is normal sinus rhythm. Chest x-ray 2 view. Official read is pending. It appears quite similar to his old films, although there may be some effusion noted, so I'm going to try dry erasing him gently overnight. I'll see him back tomorrow or Friday. CBC was done now. It showed a normal white blood cell count. A stat beta natriuretic peptide was sent out along with a cardiac panel. Chemistry, TSH, free T4, PSA, and ESR were drawn. I arranged for an MRI of his brain, a CAT scan of his chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Basically, I'm ruling out cancer. I explained this to he and his wife. By the time, 1 hour later, I got his chemistry back. I called him. I had him called, my staff called him and told him to go to the ER. He had hypercalcemia. He needed a much more extensive workup in a more urgent setting. This was all explained. He ended up being hospitalized and admitted overnight.